I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I've talked before about library research, but I use my own library as an example, and it's a pretty big library. What about those of you who live in a small town? What can your library do for you? My daughter is a schoolteacher in the small town of Rantoul, Illinois, and I recently spent an afternoon in the Rantoul Public Library. My idea was to see what kind of research materials are available for treasure hunters at a typical small town library. First, I hit the card catalog. Yes, they still have a wooden cabinet with pull-out drawers full of index cards. I looked up metal detecting. Nothing. I looked up treasure hunting. 7 books. There were 3 books under the Dewey Decimal System call number 622.19, 3 more under the number 910.4, and 2 under the number 910.453. By the way, in the Dewey Decimal System, 622 is mining and related operations, and 910 is geography and travel. Not exactly treasure hunting. And what was in these 7 books? One was about Captain Kidd's buried pirate treasure, another about the Titanic, 3 more about sunken ships with possible treasures aboard. The 6th book was about hundreds of tons of buried gold on government property in New Mexico, and the 7th book covered legendary lost treasures on land and underwater. Now, to me, most of these books are fun reading, but not much help to the guy or gal who's just getting started in metal detecting. Now, I'll admit that last book with thousands of treasure leads may be useful. It has leads from all over the United States, but many of them are little more than rumors, and many more are too vague to be of much use. For example, here's a typical entry for my general area. Quote, after robbing a stagecoach in 1809, bandits buried $44,000 in gold coins in the vicinity of the town of Chester, Illinois. Unquote. Well, leads like this might be worth pursuing, but you'll have to find other more detailed sources before you start swinging your detector. Even a small town like Chester, Illinois is going to be pretty difficult to search when the only clue you have is in the vicinity of. And the book was published almost 20 years ago. If any of the leads in it were good enough to lead someone to a treasure, it's likely that treasure has already been found, because other treasure hunters have had a 2-decade head start on you. So like I said, these books are fun reading, but probably not really much help in your metal detecting hobby. So is that it? Nothing in your library to help you find old coins? No, that's not all there is. Listen up now, here's the secret. Remember those Dewey Decimal System numbers? Find the section of your library that holds the books with call numbers 974 to 979. Those numbers cover regional history of the United States, and somewhere on those shelves you'll find books and maybe pamphlets that cover the history of your local area. For example, my area, East Central Illinois, is found under the call number 977.3. This small-town library has over 50 books and pamphlets on the history of towns within 100 miles of here. What kind of books? Well, there are 4 books about the history of my own county, with photographs and drawings and maps and descriptions of where the action was 100 years ago. There's a fantastic book of over 1,000 pages, first published in 1879, on the history of the county right next to mine. It's full of drawings and maps and descriptions of where the settlers first dwelled. Many of these places are just farmland now, and you'd never know they hold coins that are over a century old. The last time anybody checked this book out of the library was almost 6 years ago, so it looks like you won't have much competition if you decide to work this particular county. There's another book that lists all the forgotten pioneer cemeteries in the county. Whoa, wait a minute, don't dig in cemeteries. Here's the deal. Many of those cemeteries were behind, beside, or within walking distance of old country churches, churches that are now long gone. And those churches had outdoor revival meetings in the summer and pitch-in picnics in the churchyard, and both of those events drew lots of people. And when the collection plate was passed for the offering, coins got dropped, and are probably still there. Most old churchyards hold tons of old silver coins, and with diligent research, you might find some prime, unhunted territories. But please, no digging in the graveyards. Okay, run down to your local library, and again, go to the section of books with the call numbers 974 to 979. With luck, you'll find plenty of books on the history of your part of your state. If you live in the north like me, you can spend these cold, wintry nights reading up on your local history, taking lots of notes, and putting together some exciting itineraries for when the weather clears. And here's one more secret for you, maybe the best of all. Many libraries keep some of their most valuable local historical information off the shelves. So ask the librarian if they have a special file on local history. Often it's kept in a special room that you have to get permission to access, or on some shelves in a back corner, or in the basement, places you'd never have found without asking. So, what do you think? With all the information you can gather for free from your public library, even a small library, who knows? While other treasure hunters are pulling modern-clad coins from where the kids play today, you might be finding silver coins from where the kids played a century ago. Thanks for listening. For more articles about treasure hunting and metal detecting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.